Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are the Sloppy Boys band, out there on the road crushing it and still doing a podcast at the same time, like it's no thing at all.
That's kind of cool.
Rise and grind type of thing for us.
A couple Sigma males just grinding it out together.
How do we get so gobbled up by hustle culture, huh? When did that happen?
Well, we spend too much time online. That's the problem. You'll notice my voice is a little sticky today.
Sticky?
Yeah.
Or stinky?
Sticky, sticky. Watch it, buddy. My throat's a little blown out.
Is this from singing?
Yes, on the tour.
My ears are a little blown out. Jeff, you were complaining about your ears, and now I'm joining the ear team.
My ears ring every time. I was so surprised, Tim, to hear that you don't wear...
I can't believe it.
...earplugs. Mike and I are devoted earplug wearers.
But don't you want to hear what's going on?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I don't have earplugs in, I think I have weird ears where it just sounds like... Like, everything is just, like, maxed out.
I had a touch of that when Dear Blanco was sound checking. I was standing in the room listening, and it was sort of like everything was mashing together. I was like, it's mashing, it's mashing. So I do know what you mean, but I guess I just have impeccable ears. But
I guess
in the long term, I should protect my ears. They're my money makers.
Tim, the iron ear. I like that. Indestructible.
Yeah. Iron ear, iron stomach. Memory man.
That's his three attributes.
And he flies.
But I can't afford to hurt my ears because I already have problems with my tonsils, uvula, and septum.
Right, sure.
All the head holes are fucked.
The whole head's falling apart.
You're losing notes left and right. You're hemorrhaging notes. You can't be... You can't compromise the inputs as well as the outputs.
Oh, God. I'm fucked.
You'll notice I have shaved the area around the mustache. It is now looking like a bad mustache, but I assure you it will be bold soon. Oh,
good to have the assurance, yeah.
I assure you.
It's impressive. It's over a webcam. It is visible. So this thing's growing, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, my light's off. Why? Oh, because I use pretty low light in here.
Yeah. I was so dead set on like, we got to pivot to video. Got to pivot to video. And our videos fucking suck, man.
Yeah. The video's on the way out. We've already talked about this.
Yeah,
folks.
I don't like it anymore.
I don't think I think even the YouTube comments are like, you could do away with this.
They're like, this sucks. I close my eyes during this.
I don't know who it's for. And once again, I don't like today is a day where I feel greasy, grimy, didn't want to be camera ready.
I even put on a nice shirt, but this is more like a farewell. Yeah. Farewell video aspect.
Folks, this is the last video.
Wow, Mike.
Why not? All we're doing is saying we don't like it.
Honestly, I'm fine with that.
Fuck it. See you later.
Fine with it.
Now, if there were a fan uproar.
Yeah, we'll do anything the fans say, but...
Well, sure, if there's a fan uproar.
Also, like, I mean, I'm looking at the views on YouTube of our videos, and it's like the same number of subscribers we have. So it's like, it's like popping up in people's inbox and they're clicking on it for a second or something. But we wanted these to go viral all over the whole net.
That's the fun thing about this podcast. We're sort of learning how it works.
Yeah.
Try something, yeah. Pull it back. Zoop, 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 zoop.
Yeah, it's nice to like try something for 6 months and then realize it was a waste of fucking time.
We're like McDonald's. No, we gave it a whirl. We gave it a true mm-hmm. whirl.
We did our own weird version of it, though. Like, we're not sitting at a studio with nice cameras, and we don't have the look. You know, like, guys, you look at Instagram.
Yeah, there's the look.
There's a bunch of guys, and they got headphones on, and they're talking, and they're
like, hey, what's your body count?
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
Would you smash?
Who's the comedian?
Who's my body count?
Sure. Would you smash your body count?
Anyone on the body count, you'd re-smash.
We should have a blowout episode called Body Count, where we go through and we talk about who we want to re-smash.
we have to pick it at a moment where we know our body count is not going to go up because we're just going to be going back and re-smashing again.
Yeah, but then that would be a good discussion too. What does that do to the numbers of a body count?
It keeps it the same.
I haven't heard body count in real life, Joe. I get what it is, but is that an internet thing?
No.
I feel like...
It's a sex thing.
No, yeah, it's a sex thing.
There is sex on the internet.
But you hear like, you see like a shirtless dude on the beach, like holding the earbud. You know how like they do that?
Yeah,
now they like hold the earbud right up to their mouth.
Yeah.
And they're like, they find a drunk girl coming out of a club and they're like, oh, would you smash? What's your body count?
Oh,
like,
just okay.
Stupid shit like that.
Gotcha.
You know what is crazy is in that genre of video on YouTube and TikTok and stuff, there's like prank videos from people that like don't have a brain. So like you, what prank TV shows, bare minimum, somebody came up with like a moderately clever prank.
Yeah.
But on now you see these clips where it's like a hot girl walks up to a nerd and she's like, hi, want to go on a date with me? And he's like,
yes. Like the worst acting you've ever seen in your fucking life.
And then she's like, I wasn't talking to you. And it's like, oh, no. And you're like, well, there was not even a clever thing about this whatsoever.
Yeah. But then 52, you know, 1,000 people in the comments are like, oh, what's her at? Oh, sorry, bro.
Do you know her at, by the way?
Taking it completely face value. I love to see a prank. Like, there's a lot of pranks of like people in Target or something. Mm-hmm. And when somebody's not looking, they get a ball thrown at them.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and the person has like disappeared or whatever. But you know, when you do a prank, you're supposed to be like, I'm the clever one. But when you're not clever and you do a shitty prank and you put it on YouTube, it's like, it's funny to see a dumb person think they got away with something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like the videos. This is more in Tim's thing where it's like someone's in peril, like someone's getting their pocket picked, and the other person, they're all in on it together, like comes by, pushes that guy off, gets the pocket back to the other guy, and it gives the wallet back to the other guy. It's like, oh, okay, this is what we have to do on the street. And they have like the little highlighted zones to see where things are happening. It's like, mm-hmm. It's all fake.
Man.
This is me off.
Hmm.
It makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what doesn't piss me off? Tim, hit it.
Bip, booze news, hit it.
Ooh.
DJ Dank Caliendo.
Someday you'll see us running with the bulls, but not in Pamplona. Not that kind of bulls. Jordan and Pippin, Robin and us.
I like it.
Yeah.
This is fucking awesome. This is locked in, dude.
The bus. The day will come. We'll do double dunks. This night's so fun. We'll blow double dunks.
Booze news, you double dunking dipshits.
DJ Dank Caliendo.
He makes the beat far.
Oh boy. Running with the booze news was sent to us by DJ Dank Cali Endo from Atlanta. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
He makes the beat fart.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That was an ending of a song, an outro rivaling Thriller and Benedicto.
Yeah, I should say so.
Which Jesus we talked Christ. About on the blowout.
Yeah, and hey, if you want to hear that, the worst of Dr. Benedicto and Lil Thriller. Plunk down the five, folks. Go to patreon.com. Get on that blowout.
And company. It's not just those two. It's all
all the guys like them, too.
All this run, the sort of this...
this whole genre.
This whole scourge.
There's like the British wave that came, British invasion. What would this be? Just kind of a dud rapper invasion.
Shitty invasion.
Shitty rapper invasion. We discussed it all.
Hearing this final countdown and Running with the Bulls by DJ Dank Caliendo was reminding me of how cool was it us live in Chicago coming out night one.
Come
we're
on.
Playing mm-hmm. Chicago. We come out. We're wearing Bulls jerseys. Yeah. People are like, oh, fuck, they're wearing Bulls jerseys. We fucking opened the show with Running with the Bulls.
That's
oh, we
right.
opened with the fucking new crushing. Shit.
The jerseys are screen accurate to the Running with the Bulls music video.
As if everyone would assume, yeah, they definitely bought three different jerseys after that one afternoon of wearing them.
There's like with Hollywood Productions, like we have the hero outfit and versions all of it in the back.
Man, one thing that I wish I did on the Bulls jerseys, when you order them, they do have like a little blank patch on the breast mm-hmm. where it's like if you have another logo or a sponsor, if these are for a little league team or whatever. But I found an NBA logo, and so we could have made them look even more like NBA official by having the embroidered official logo on there. But it was like an extra like $20 per, and I said nobody's gonna care.
Yeah.
Now they will. I'll get my own patch. I'll send my shirt back to that wherever that was.
Fansidea.com, I
think. Fansidea. They're really good jerseys, I gotta say.
So, you know, we rocked Chicago, we rocked Milwaukee, we had a great time. Tonight, which this episode is dropping on May 10th. Mm-hmm. So tonight we're going to be at Littlefield in Brooklyn.
Oh, yes.
Playing a big, fat, extra long set. Tomorrow, Saturday, May 11th, we're playing in Westerly, Rhode Island. And then at the United Theater, part of the Alt Comedy Fest. Then Sunday night, we're doing a screening of our movie. And then you could catch us next week in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. So, like, there's a lot going on.
Great time to be a slophead, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Always a great time.
But you get a podcast, and you get a movie, and you get albums, and you get music. Did someone once call it a groovement?
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what it is. Hey, and shout out to all the patrons and slopheads that came out to our Chicago and Milwaukee shows. Great seeing you guys. And you guys are, I love seeing the little pockets of friends out in the audience.
My God.
And
they're having meetups during the day. Uh-huh. They're flying in from all over the country, and they're splitting Airbnbs.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
They tried to have a meetup during a show, and I was like, hey, get the hell back here right now.
You two. Yeah, you all, disperse. Disperse. No meetings during the show.
You paid for this too. You sit down and you listen to this.
Fine.
Let's talk a little bit about Chicago, Milwaukee. Because whenever we travel, I am a little bit mind blown by... did we get to the booze news?
I say we do booze news, and then when we get into the... After we make the drink, let's talk Chicago.
So that'll be a nice tease.
Because also the drink is a shot, so we're going to take a shot, and then it'll be hitting us while we talk about tour.
And we can wax nostalgic. Okay, cool.
Okay, well, and here's the good news. Today's booze news is one of your favorite things. It's quick bips, following up on stuff.
Ooh.
Bipping and all around on little bips that people have... followed up on stories.
Yeah.
Number one, this was sent to me. I'm only getting to cover it now, but this came, everyone was Tim, did you see this? And it was good detective work. Recently there was a Jimmy Buffett tribute at the Hollywood Bowl, I believe is where it was. Mm-hmm. And there was a viral video that came out of it because of the number of celebrities on stage singing Margaritaville. Did you guys see this?
Yes, I did see this.
It's a slow pan left to right. And the caption, the one I saw anyway, was just like, Every celebrity that like comes into frame is somebody that you'd be like, what?
Right.
Like, you'll never guess who's next.
You're like, Woody Harrelson.
It's like, I think Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford is the real shocker. It'll go from like Joe Walsh from the Eagles to Harrison Ford. You're like,
and then like McCartney and Woody Harrelson's in there.
So that was the thing, that if you're an eagle-eyed slophead, mm-hmm. and you looked at Sir Paul McCartney in his hand, he's holding a margarita, and you would notice it's visibly juicy and orange.
It had the juice from one orange?
It had the juice from one orange.
We can only assume, Tim,
it's a Paul McCartney margarita, which we covered a year and a half ago on this very pod, which it was a viral thing that if you're the private jet company that is flying Sir Paul around, make sure on the plane that you can make for him this juicy margarita. Very strong, but also very juicy.
Yeah, which is pretty heavy on the booze.
Yeah, I pulled it up on sloppydrinks.com, one of my favorite websites.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Do you remember this logo that we made? Like, we'd post the little recipe captions if you're following mm-hmm. us on social media. Mm-hmm. And I found a neon signature of Paul McCartney. And so I kind of like put it in the bottom left corner of this just to make it kind of look semi-official. And I did get some DMs of people being like, damn, dude, podcast blown up. Like, in what world would Paul McCartney collaborate with our fucking podcast?
Yeah, he signed off. We got it.
Like, wow, yeah, it's official.
We were told that this is the year the Sloppy Boys reap the rewards.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a year ago. Now he may be knocking at our door.
Yeah, that witch told
Who
us that.
Knocking at your door.
We're reaping the rewards this year.
Maybe and next time they do one of these big star-studded benefits, maybe we'll be up there because a friend of ours.
because
a friend of ours, Patrick McDonald, who he used to just host a Jimmy Buffett podcast, but he got eventually hired. He's a DJ on Margarita, yes. Sirius XM Margaritaville now.
Oh, that's right.
He's like one of their main dudes. And he invited us to come play at the City Walk Margaritaville. We couldn't do it because we were on tour, but I could see us and the Parrot Heads being a very simpatico audience.
I would think yeah. almost the way that a lot of fish fans are ex-Dead fans.
Yeah.
You know, once their favorite band sort of isn't functioning the way it used to. And they come back
they
down.
Pivot. They make the pivot.
Yep.
Now, Mike, what do you think of the Sphere? Do you think that we're on the cusp of something big here?
If you didn't listen, folks, go back and listen to the blowout. We talk about the Sphere in Vegas. I've been having so many wonderful thoughts about the Sphere.
That's nice.
You just have a thought and you smile.
I was watching some YouTube videos of the different songs from different nights. And Jeff, there's one I'm going to send your way that kind of is a nice example of showing like the limitations and the what can happen.
Ooh,
it's interesting.
Limitations.
Interesting. And where we are now.
Don't arm Jeff with limitations. He's already a naysayer.
Yeah.
I know. He already doesn't like the Sphere for some reason. Oh, because
it's too round.
He got scared in the Boston Omni Theater.
But. Yeah. Well, Roger Clemens threw a ball right at my head.
Well, Jeff, don't give it away. That was on the blowout. Yes, Roger Clemens threw a ball at the screen and Jeff had to leave in tears.
Yes.
To be fair, it was what was middle school trip?
Yeah, middle school. I was 13. Wait, I was going to say something about, peculiar alliances. You know, I feel like the slopheads and the parrotheads would get along really well. Mm-hmm. Like, what's that quote from Lord of the Rings where it's like, I never thought I'd be in battle fighting alongside a dwarf. How about alongside a friend? is that Braveheart or is that Lord of the Rings?
There's no dwarfs in Braveheart.
No, but am I subbing in like an Irishman or something?
Either way, that's pretty good. I think that was in the Irishman movie.
Oh, the Irishman, yeah.
I believe it was Joe Pesci who spouted those lines.
Oh, God, that movie is so long, it's still going on.
God, I know.
I love that movie. Everyone complained about length. I loved it. Every minute of it. Fuck
no,
off.
It's a great movie, Tim. But one time I had some friends who wanted to do a Snyder Cut of Superman and Irishman back-to-back matinee. I said, guys, we'll be here until next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then they wanted to listen to Cowboy Carter and the fucking extended Tortured Poets Society.
Yay. Enough.
Wait, what did she call that?
TTPD.
Right, but the extended one is called like
XL Big Boy Long Dong Johnson style.
Here comes the Magnum.
Okay, next bip of three bips is that the film, The Dawn of Tiki, which is a documentary about Don the Beachcomber, we've been waiting for it to come out. It had its premiere at the Florida Film Festival recently, so we're going to get this film soon. We're going to get to watch it.
Nice. That's great.
It got some really good reviews, and it does look very cool, so I'm pumped for that to be. Here we are in a similar business, right? We have a documentary. We're doing live screenings, but there will soon be a wide digital release, but right now we're talking to people in person. Hey,
that would be a good double feech.
A little feech. Maybe that, and then throw Irishman on the end of that one. You won't be done till next month. Tim.
I was hoping for a cheer
after that.
Well, it just like the Sloppy Boys documentary and then the Don the Beachcomber one because we like cocktails and we like tiki and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the Irishman because it's long.
Yeah, because we've just been talking about it so much.
Yeah.
let me tell you this too. Don the Beachcomber, big cocktail maker guy. We're about to, the Sloppy Boys are going to sit down with Dale DeGroff.
Yeah,
have
dude.
A chat with That's him and reveal. Release that.
King Damn. Of the cocktail. This is
King
huge.
King of the cocktail. Dale DeGroff.
Living legend, Dale DeGroff on the pod.
It's when we started the show, we had a lot of people being like, yeah, you'll never meet Dale DeGroff.
Yeah. You guys couldn't even meet Giuseppe Gonzalez.
He stopped responding, by the way. Remember, there was a brief moment where he and I were DM buddies.
Right.
He was like, okay.
He probably was like, ooh, let me check the profile of this guy. What the hell am I doing?
What is this guy's whole thing?
This guy's sliding into my DMs at Tim Kalpakis.
He probably saw just like your little like icon badge and was like, oh, I'm talking to Pedro Pascal. I'm going to keep this going.
Then he clicked and ooh, freak show man. Fright Night.
Well, hey, look, the quick bips aren't that quick when we riff for like 15 minutes.
Okay, here's the third and final bip. Get a load of this. Boosh. Anyone watching on video on YouTube on our final video, we'll see.
Very exciting.
My sister's book has finally dropped. It's called Out There, a Camper Cookbook. A Camper Cookbook, Recipes from the Wild, Lee Kalpakis. And the thing about this, guys, is that you open up and the inscription right there says for Jeff, Tim, Mom and Dad for a lifetime of support and inspiration. That's Tim Kalpakis you're talking about.
Yeah, but not Jeff Dutton, unfortunately.
Right.
Unfortunately, no, it's Jeffrey Kalpakis. But this is big ink for me because this is Simon & Schuster. This is at Barnes & Noble on the table. This is a big deal book.
Nice.
And I'd mentioned it before, but now that I'm holding my first hard copy in my hands, she had me help test some of the drink recipes, but I haven't had all of them.
Oh, that's a nice little.
Yeah. I was the test kitchen and I approved of them. And I just helped her like with some like how to list out some of the recipes. But for slop heads, listen to this. These are all batch cocktails that you make like a canteen cocktail for when you're camping. Mm-hmm. There's an Amaro sour spritz.
Ooh.
Jam drink, black currant spritz, passion fruit colada, hibiscus ginger gin fizz.
Ooh. That black currant spritz sounds great.
Good. You just got to be Chambord, right?
It sounds like a bramble ramble to me.
Oh, shit. Ultimate bramble ramble out in the woods in a camper.
So, Timmy, Lee sort of did like an off-the-grid thing, as I understand it, right?
She was during COVID, she left Brooklyn and lived in a camper in the woods with her boyfriend, and then they built a house.
Fuck.
And she was doing all this cooking, just posting on Instagram, like, hey, I made this one skillet thing over a fire or whatever, and got so much attention from, she had been a food stylist in Brooklyn, working for Thrillist and stuff. She got so much attention over Instagram. Then comes the lit agent. Then come the publisher. Bing, bang, boom.
Damn.
Now we got a new most famous Kalpakis, which is going to be a problem for me and my IMDb star.
She's coming for the crown.
her first book.
It's her first book of many, and I'm looking at the jam drink, and this sounds like it's white rum, stone fruit compote, and lemonade. What did we do? On Booze News, there was a different...
Remember the Madame Preserve?
Madame... Yeah.
It was
Bon Madame.
Bon Madame, and it was like, hey, when you're done with your jam... Don't rinse it out and recycle it. Put a little booze in there.
Shake it up.
Yeah. Hey, those drinks sound, you said go into a canteen. They could go nicely into the Sloppy Boys flasks people bought the merch tables at our shows.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm excited for this book because, Tim, you've been telling us about each step. And I really like just seeing the cover now. I really like that cover. It looks like an old-timey cookbook like I would see in like my mom's.
Yeah, it's real. It's it doesn't beautiful. Look like, yeah.
You know? And it feels, you know what's funny? Like on the internet, I couldn't tell because it's on Amazon, but you're just looking at a JPEG that's like kind of blown out. But I'm holding it. It's like, yeah, this is like a beautiful book you put on your coffee table or your shelf of cookbooks and you say, look at that.
Oh, let's see the author picture.
In the back, it's her in the camper with her boyfriend, Sean, and her dog, Mackie.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah. That's in Catskill, New York, right across the river from Hudson, which is like Hudson is super, super posh and hip. And then Catskill is like kind of up and coming, but still woodsy.
Nice. Well, she and Sean and I have plans to ski at some point.
Now, are you going to do French fries or pizza when you're skiing?
If I want to go fast, the French fries. No pizza. I'm on a low-carb diet, let's say.
Yeah, okay.
You don't see a lot of pizza stands up there on the double the black diamonds. Diamond.
No. A lot of fries. They're lousy with fries up there.
I think that's where you see a lot of them. People going, I ain't going down there.
Hey, just wait till our little Aspen residency, our Sloppy Boys Aspen residency.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be nice. You get a lot of skiing done.
You know what? I was skiing once and, you know, this is when I wasn't on keto and my backside was a little bigger and, I'm doing just by myself. I wasn't in a lesson doing the French fries, pizza. And I was kind of going down into a pizza and a instructor looked at me, and goes, whoa, look at that. You're doing pizza with a little stuffed crust. I said, my God,
Jeez
Louise.
Pizza with a little stuffed crust.
He's trying to plug Pizza Hut out on the slopes too.
Corporate shit.
Yeah. Corporate shit.
So what, there was a before the keto, Mike, there was an era where your butt was so big that you burned it on the heater in your bathroom because you couldn't get from the shower.
Cause that thing, it's like driving an 18 wheeler, Tim. He's turning around this little Brooklyn apartment.
I bent down and my butt stuck out and hit the heater.
That's when you knew. You gotta make some changes.
I said, somebody frying up some bacon around.
somebody bacon ass.
All right, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right.
Now, today we're talking about a shot that was brought to us by a fan in night Chicago. 2 of Chicago, I want to say. Yes, night 2?
Yep.
I believe.
Yes.
I'm going to find all the information on this guy. This is Sam, and he's on the Discord. He goes by Fanny Dooley.
Fanny Dooley.
I was trying to track him down, and I asked Dan Padley from the Discord. I was like, hey, what's that guy's name again? And Dan Padley was like, well, he's Bad Liver Piss's brother.
Well, Dan, I don't know the lineage of
family tree here, man.
He's doing his own Lord of the Rings lineage lore over there on the Discord. Oh, shout out to Dan Padley, too, jumping up on stage with us and playing Yuppie Man in Milwaukee.
Well, that was good. Hey, go ahead.
We'll get into it. We want to talk about that segment too.
That's segment.
But we're sitting there in the we're saying hi to people and signing some posters in the merch line. Sam comes up to us. You guys say, you guys want a shot? It's called the Ferrari. Say, all right, what is this? He says it's Fernet and Campari.
Wow.
And I'm gonna tell you the ingredients right now. Equals parts both. All right, put that in a shot glass and drink it up.
Beautiful.
It's an easy one. I'll give you the exact measurements. But yes, this is a drink that I couldn't find anything exactly when it came out, but these Fernets and Camparis were getting big in like the 90s, 2000s in San Francisco. So I'm assuming this isn't too late past that.
I'm assuming it wasn't too late past that.
Good podcasting. That's some good podcasting.
The podcast is as good as the research is what's lacking.
I always forget about this San Francisco connection because I always think of Fernet as a kitchen staff drink.
Right.
But then it also, yeah, it did. It got big in America by because it started in San Francisco. But
well, when let's just say it, Tim. You go ahead. You're going to say it, right?
I was going to say we were at a dive bar in Chicago. Yep. And we roll up. Hey, it's a record scratch moment because we roll in with a Pequod's pizza and we're like, and they didn't really like it. But I ordered a Fernet Rocks and Jeff ordered a Fernet and Coke. And then a bar fly next to us was like, hey, are you guys from Chicago? I'm not. I said, you, sir, are from Chicago.
He said, I know.
He said, are you from San Francisco? And we were like, no, L.A. And we didn't put it together in the moment.
I thought he was hitting us with like a, oh, like a West Coast, like, oh, you bring, yeah. You think you just bring your pizzas around here? This is
right.
It's like, this isn't your living room, bud.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a little bit of that, like, ain't from around here, are you?
But then I softened him, did I not?
You did. You rizzed him up.
And that's the thing. His intention wasn't to be surly. Tim?
It turned out that he was born and raised in Chicago, was back in Chicago, but had lived in San Francisco for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So when he heard Fernet, he just assumed it from San Francisco. And then I talked to the guy for an hour, and we talked about bars we like in San Francisco, and he's the love of my life.
Well, the articles I read about the Ferrari shot started to mention when we're talking about the Fernet Branca, bartender's handshake. Where it's like if you order that, they might go, "Oh, are you a bartender? That one's for free." But I think it's not just Fernet. My understanding from what I read is just kind of like any type of stinky little shot or a funny shot is a good one. This is one I hadn't heard before. A miniature daiquiri. Is a snackery in the bar world.
I have heard that. I like that.
I thought that was kind of cool. So we got Fernet made in the, I'm going to get these dates right. Campari, invented by a guy named Jasperi Campari, invented in 1860. Then you got Fernet Branca, also named after the inventor, Benedicto Branca, in Milan.
Benedicto? Too.
Benedicto. Oh, my God.
No. I got Benedicto on the brain. Bernardino Branca. Both made in Milan. Isn't that funny? 1845 for the Fernet Branca. Mix them together, and we're going to shoot them down because it's a Ferrari. It's going to go fast.
Shoot them? I mean, we shot them down. On the day we discovered
this is
him.
What we can talk about, yeah.
But then, you know, I read a lot about it saying, like, this is also a nice, pungent, slow sipper.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Put a big cube in that, put it in rocks glass, that's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Equal parts.
Yeah, and I saw some recipes where you double the amount, because the shot is, like, yeah, 3/4 ounce, but if you double that and then you shake it and you serve it up, it's a good cocktail, yeah.
Now I want to tell you guys about a show. Let's make these and get to it. I want to tell you about another drink that I found while looking for this.
Okay.
That'll be fun. But, how do you guys want to do this? I'm thinking just my stuff's been in the fridge. Nothing. None of the recipes said to freeze it or anything or to cool it, but
yeah,
I want to, it's hot here. I want to cool.
Why don't we go away and then come back and we do a live pour? Is it simple enough? Like we could do a live pour.
I think if you want equal parts, that's all you got to do.
All right, folks.
Now, Jeff, are you doing the cocktail or the shot?
You know, I think I'm going to do...
The episode's the shot, so...
I'll do a shot and then I'll sit and sip.
Thank you, because I have been tisk-tisk lambasted down to a nub for stuff like that before.
Well, this is good. I can learn from your mistakes.
All right.
All right, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to gather our ingredients, and when we come back, a live pour.
Hell yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we're back with a live pour on the Ferrari shot.
The rare live pour.
Guys, can I show you what a reputable, yes, trustworthy co-host and man of who is true of heart I am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we said we were doing this drink, I thought, hell yeah, Timmy, you get to buy a bottle of Fernet and you get to put it on the slop card. Mm-hmm. That's going to be good. Sloppy was LLC paying for one of my favorite drinks.
Mm-hmm. And we weren't doing that anymore.
I look at the my bar cart when I'm about to step out the front door, and there's just enough Fernet in the bottom of this guy to do the drink. Yeah. And then I go, okay, well, at least I'll get to buy a Campari. And then I look at this Campari, there's just enough Campari. Yeah. So it's going to clean up me out of two of my things that I love.
Damn.
So the Sloppy Boys LLC will able to keep that money in the account for a little bit longer and earn the interest on it. Good.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
Because we do a lot of, it's like Bank of America. We use the money to it.
Now, I had heard, maybe it was in there's a book that Tom Lennon and Ben Garant.
Yeah. Is it the movie writing one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's really great.
It's a great book. Yeah, Ben, wait, who am I thinking? Who's Garrett? Ben Garrett?
Brad Garrett.
He's the fucking... Anyway.
It's called How to Write Movies for Fun and Profit.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah. Like, how to make millions in writing movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're talking about how, like, writers tend to write screenplays or features tend to get paid a lot later because the companies can keep that money in their accounts to make money. Oh, I think that's the book he was talking about.
Interesting.
I think just in general, that's why people get paid so late a lot of time.
Ooh, I made a kind of a towering shot.
I know.
I made a little guy because I assume we're going to have some more of this.
I was happy to get to use my jigger that is a 3/4 ounce. So this shot, it totals 1.5 ounces, but look how big that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say. So we're going off the liquor.com. It's 3/4 ounce Campari, 3/4 ounce Fernet Branca.
Common wisdom is to double that for a cocktail version.
Ah, yes.
Right.
Also, I did see some that were like, put it in a glass and stir with ice to cool it down. That's what gave me the idea to cool this down.
You know, another thing, speaking of being on the road, the tiny little plastic shot glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Those were everywhere out there. Chicago, Milwaukee.
Little 1 ounces, yeah.
Yeah, like the little tiny guys, which, by the way, are very kind to your band who's trying to play a set to shoot a bunch of those little guys.
Thanks, everyone who got us shots.
All right, want to shoot it?
Yeah.
Bombs away.
Vroom.
Here we go.
Thank you, Enzo.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Thanks, Enzo.
Woo.
Ooh, that was a two gulper for me.
We should say thank you, Sam, for giving us this idea.
Thank you to Bad Liver Sam. Piss's brother.
Wait, now who's Bad Liver Piss? I mean, I know the name, but have they been to shows before?
Rings a bell.
It's funny because, like,
I know I can't remember
their screen names on, or like their handle on Instagram is often not their handle on Discord. So I've just given up trying to keep track of everybody.
Yeah, it's like,
I know him when I see him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey. Wait, Sam also brought us the Merlot spritzes.
Yes, he brought us cans of Malort Spritz for the
show.
That
was night one. That was night one.
I mean, obviously, we don't. I don't love Malort. I'll do it as like a fun little thing. But I was thinking like this is going to be a tough drink to get through. It's a delicious drink.
I loved it. It was very light. And then what was funny, the next day though, I had one and I took a sip and I was like, it tastes a little bit like Heinz ketchup. And then from that point forward, once I had the thought, I was like, oh my God, I'm like drinking Heinz ketchup.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is. But Sam also recommended Small Cheval where we got those really good burgers.
Oh yeah. Jeez, Sam like put together our whole curated our offstage lives. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sam.
We did Pequod's. We did Small Cheval. Mm-hmm. We had some great breakfast at the Airbnb we stayed at.
We hung out at the Corner Bar in Bucktown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then in Milwaukee, we went to a fucking At Random. And
oh, wow.
That was what so a good.
That was just a cool like spot.
And that was like a late night, last minute thing. Because there was basically a rave going on on our stage right after the show. Yeah, we hung out for a little bit and said, you know what? Let's check out this bar down the street, At Random.
People had mentioned it to us.
Called At Random. And when you walk in, they have curated such a vibe. All of the lights are the same color temperature red. It's this like beautiful wash, this mellow vibe. We sat around a big horseshoe, like a semicircle at the end of the bar.
Yeah, that was
And then
fun.
I got myself an ice cream brandy old fashioned.
Jefferson, it was so
delectable.
Good.
I got something on their menu called, it was a tequila drink that I thought was really good.
A couple of the dudes got last words. That's a big Midwest thing. And me, I had my first ever brandy old fashioned press, which is a brandy old fashioned sweet, which with 7 Up or Sprite, but then it's watered down with a little bit of seltzer, makes the whole thing a little brighter.
Should that be the next one we do for Thanksgiving?
Yes, Michael, that's a great idea.
But man, this place really excelled. They had page after page of ice cream cocktails. That's like their thing there.
Yeah. It was funny because like in the menu, if I remember correctly, it was like a bunch of ice cream things. And then it's like, aren't there drinks here?
Yeah. Page like, after page.
Yeah.
Page after page. Chapter after chapter.
Book guy. IFC.
It's what I'm after. What's the next line? Something I'm.
I was what I'm after. My, oh my, don't know why I'm a book dude and I'm in the mood. You know what's funny though? I was drunk at Random and then me?
I think we were all fucking shithouse.
I was like, I'm going to do my little move of quietly ordering some pizzas to the apartment when we get back. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing open was Topper's Pizza, which is kind of like almost like a Domino's pizza type chain, but it had all these Midwest. It had like Wisconsin cheddar pie or a cheese curd pie. And then it had, I was like trying to be covert and I was looking, I was like, okay, I'm going to get one hand tossed, one classic thin crust. Then I'm going to get one tall pie. And I thought it was going to be so dynamic. And then we got back there and it was just like pretty much three identical pizzas that tasted like Domino's.
That was.
No, they tasted better than Domino's. Awesome.
And those crusts were humongous.
Big old chunker crust.
But they were good. They were kind of like light too.
Crust you got to work on. And some guys, they passed out with crust in their lap.
Yeah.
Crust in the lap. All we are is crust in the lap.
I was able to find myself a bed, but we had a few guys who went down.
Man, imagine waking up 3 p.m. 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
3 a.m. You're on the couch. Your boys didn't find you a bed. You got a paper plate with three crusts on it and a full cocktail by your side.
Without lack of trying, though, we tried to get those boys to bed.
They wouldn't budge, folks.
Here's something I got to say there was this theory. Hey, let's put the snorers together. So the snorers have to deal with each other. Mm-hmm, so I shared a bunk bed with Clay, the trumpet player from Dear Blanca.
Queen size bunk bed.
Yeah,
they should call them drunk beds. That's really good.
So when I walked through, I passed through your bedroom. You guys were sharing the bottom bunk of the bunk bed, and I was like, "This looked like a fucking snuff film." Because I had this. It was dark, and I had the flashlight from my phone on, and I saw it's you guys both in your underwear.
Like,
in bed.
It looks seedy. It looks like the criminal video from Fiona Apple.
Above the blankets, just like
that was it. You weren't under the blankets.
It was too hot.
It was too hot. Anyway. I shared the bunk bed and the other room with another snorer. He falls asleep. He's sawing logs. And I didn't find it unpleasant. It was loud, but I realized I listen to 10-hour box fan on Spotify when I go to bed, and I like a little bit of white noise. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a good thing you put the snorers together, because I didn't give a flying fuck. I slept right through it.
Something about snoring. Damn, I just forgot.
Ooh, the shot just hit me right now in one second. Boosh.
Yep.
Me too. I was just trying to remember something good.
Did you guys eat lunch?
Sleep.
A light salad.
I had a great. No, did I have lunch? No,
I had a great lunch. Wait, I had a great lunch. Did I have lunch?
I had a great lunch. It may not have happened today, but I've had great lunches.
I had two black and white cookies for breakfast, and then no lunch.
Ooh. Timothy, you can't be doing shots after that.
I know.
And now you want to go out on the town?
I'm feeling the zing pang pang. Out on the town.
We're burying the lead on this episode. What today is?
It's a very special day.
It's a very special day. The day that Mrs. Kalpakis gave us Timmy.
Don't forget about Mr. Kalpakis. Was he on?
He had a little something to do with it too.
He did his part at the beginning, and then I stepped out.
And then we got that cat man.
Then he took off, and no one has heard from him since.
Mr. and Mrs. K had a beautiful evening together, and then 26 years later, we get Tim Kalpakis.
Yeah, I would love to get the play-by-play of that whole evening.
Not me. I just like to leave it as a magical night.
You know what's funny is I actually do know. My mom very casually mentioned one time we were at the Winona Lodge, which is like a lake. Like a hotel on a lake upstate New York. And my mom was like, Tim, you were conceived here. And I was like, oh, hey,
it's funny, man. On. Have you seen that that vintage light that I have, that floor to ceiling sort of tension pole light that I have? It's like a mid-century little, it's like brass. It's got this like beautiful green glass globes coming off it. That was in my grandparents' basement. And for a short time before I was born, both my parents were staying down in that basement bedroom while they were like building the house or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so my dad, you know, he brought out, they were like, do you want this lamp? Do you want? He brought out his dick. He presented it to my mom.
He brought it out of his underwear.
Forever. He brought
it up in conversation.
Like, you know how your parents are like, do you want this thing from your grandma? And you're like, if I have room for it.
Yeah.
Eventually they were like, we're going to bring you this lamp. And I said, good, I want that lamp. It sounds like very fragile. So they bring it out lovingly. We put it all together. We do a little trip to Home Depot. Me and my dad. This is a good project for me and my dad. We're both handy boys. Mm-hmm. We put it up. It looks great.
Connecting on a caveman level.
Yeah.
Are you guys, what are you listening to? Counting Crows, Savage Garden? What's on the boombox?
We're listening to my mom go, you're not doing it right. And then, she does not like that. And then we finally, we put it all together and it turns on. And I was like, wow, I remember that lamp from grandma's basement. And here it is. Isn't that crazy? And my dad goes, yeah, you were conceived in that basement.
Basement.
Basement. Yeah, I was conceived in a penthouse, baby. Tell that story.
But here's the thing. I don't feel weirded out by that. I feel a strong kinship towards this lamp. This lamp saw me get fucking...
Yeah, the lamp, sure.
Yeah, the lamp,
sure. The lamp saw the whole thing. Saw it all go down.
You guys have those nice stories. My parents, I've asked them about my conception. My mom just said, let's just say we were close to calling you 10-pump Hanford.
Mom!
Let's just say your father was cranking off and I caught him, and then next thing you know, whoops.
Oh, Mom, let's just not say. Why do you do that?
Let's just say.
I don't want to say.
My mom's thing took a turn too, because I was like, oh, the Winona Lodge, that's a beautiful place. And she was like, yeah, and we were getting into some real kinky BDSM shit.
Oh.
And I said, Mom.
We actually had to pull you up off the floor.
This is where we washed the gimp masks. Mom!
We were both wearing gimp masks because we're both subs. Mom!
Oh, two subs?
Oh, that's why I love Jersey Mike's.
Okay. All right, let's take a little break. We'll come back. All right, we're going to settle Mike down a little bit. Folks, we're going to listen to the ads. We'll be right back after this.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We're back, Ferrari round two. Wing, wing.
I'm going to do... Now, Jeff, you're going to make the... What are you doing over there?
I am right now just making a cocktail version. I got one big cube in an old-fashioned glass. I don't want a big one. I'm probably going to do like an ounce of each.
Yeah.
I wanted to shake myself a cocktail, but I was not prepared for such things. So I'm going to build mine in a glass and I'm going to stir it around a little bit.
I'm going to do mine a little different. I'm going to do... One, how does this work? One part Campari to two parts Bronca. So that's
interesting because I feel like the Bronca was dominating.
I think it was, but I just don't really like Campari much. So I think I can maybe make this shot better for myself. Yeah,
the Bronca is the dom, and then the Campari is the sub. Is that where you're going to?
So my parents are both Camparis. I was going to say, but it's Campari is the original drink that Mike said was ashy.
I remember there was one drink in the past that I announced was Milan put a little echo on this best use of Campari.
I mean, it's got to be a Negroni. No,
I don't know. Did I like, I don't know. I might not have liked it.
You know, my we haven't done it on the pod, but my favorite use of Campari is the Jungle Bird, the only tiki.
I think it was that.
I saw that listed as like one of the drinks I never heard of before. I thought it said Yellow Bird. I said, ooh, yeah.
When we went to Joe Saunders' wedding in Santa Barbara.
Joe Saunders that we rescued from a vat of acid?
Yes, because
we owed him because he invited
us. The trickster was after him. We went to, I love that tiki bar in the Funk Zone test pilot, I believe. And they have, I think we were drinking.
The one we went to three nights in a row.
Yes. Because we were just like, all right, we'll keep going. But they have a Jungle Bird on the menu. And I believe we had a whole round of Jungle Birds and they were great.
I love that place. That place was so great. I love the Funk Zone.
Funk Zone's the best. Test Pilot. Also, I love the name, the Funk Zone.
It's such an NPR like scene. And they're like, yeah, but come down now to the Funk Zone.
Every city in America has a little spot that used to be industrial, then was vacant, and now it's breweries or whatever. And to flat out call it the Funk Zone is so like the most uncool name, but I love it.
I had first thought it was like it stood for something like the, we were at Santa Barbara, so I don't know what I could even imagine it would be, but if it was like those were letters, an acronym, I'm trying to say.
That's what I would call it.
It's just like they thought that the word for hipster was funk.
That's what I would call my like basement jam room at like 12 years old, like the Funk Zone.
That reminds me of a couple years ago. I went on a haunted trolley ride here in Brooklyn with like Nick and Brett, Nick Cirelli and Brad Evans. And who else was this? Martin Urbano came. There's some funny people. And it was really funny because it was kind of on like the person leading the tour would like talk for a while and they're like, okay, now watch this video. And you'd hear like, you'd see a picture of say, Joan Rivers. And it's like a bad impression being like, you know, I was born in Williamsburg and this was before all the coffee heads and Fitbit users. And Fitbit kept coming up like a few times in this recording.
Fitbits. Oh no. We hate those.
It was a fun time, but it wasn't like ghost stories. A lot of it was like, there's a theater back in the 1800s. A play was going on. It caught fire and all the doors were locked and everyone died. And here's where a plane crashed. I was like, well, is there any hauntings? They're like, well, this is just where all the people died.
These are real life bummers.
Yeah, these were exactly real life bummers. It's like, I want to talk about, at midnight on certain nights, you can see like a man in a bowler hat.
Yeah, walk of course. By. Yes. I did the Tragical History Tour of LA where you see like Manson locations and stuff. And I thought that was really fun. So I've done a lot of bus tours. I keep doing it. And then I took the esoteric, like the LA Noir tour of Pasadena. Mm. And they had all this cool shit because there's like, you know, there was like a Jack Parsons was like a JPL scientist who was into the occult black magic orgies and stuff.
Yes.
There's all this really cool stuff in Pasadena. And then they're like, and here's Sirhan Sirhan's house and stuff like that. And then eventually they stopped on a corner and they were like, on this corner, a lady was murdered by this guy. And we were like, was she a Hollywood starlet? And they're like, no. And they're like, what did it tie into government politics? And I was like, no, it was just sad.
No.
And then we were just like, well, I don't want to just hear that a person was killed.
I know. It's like that makes it like too realistic, too personal.
That's where true crime just becomes true.
Hmm. Yes, true. That's true.
While I was stirring my Ferrari rocks, I looked up the Winona Lodge where I was conceived, and it's on Lake Saranac, home of the beer, which is probably why I'm such a booze hound. But it's not spelled Winona like you would think. It's W-E-N-O-N-O-A-H, like the Native American.
Oh, Winona.
Iroquois, Winona. So,
so not Winona Ryder.
No, I wish. Or Winona Judge, Judd. But any slopheads up in the Saranac area, go hang around the Winona Lodge and know that a guy who's pretty much your boy at this point was conceived there.
Was pretty much conceived there.
At this point.
Nasty stuff, my man.
Okay, I'm sipping.
It being cold is definitely different, huh?
Better, of course. Way better.
Better. I wish it was colder. I wish I did more than just one big cube.
I did a bunch of cubes and spun them, and it's great.
Damn. I think maraschino cherry juice would be good in this.
Ooh, Mike, you might be right about that.
I think so.
It's sort of got that blood red. Look at that. Ooh, yeah. Sort of like a Ferrari Testarossa.
Yeah.
I'm still not tasting the Campari. I'm tasting the Fernet, but I am getting on the back end, I'm getting the bitterness from the Campari.
Mm-hmm. I don't love the bitterness.
This thing that I did is basically just Fernet forward.
You know, I think I do need a little more Fernet.
I think this needs to be topped with soda.
Yeah.
In fact, you guys keep talking. I'm gonna go grab soda.
Ooh. I just did another little splash of Fernet because that's my preferred out of the two. That's my favorite tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Between the two, it's funny that they all kind of get lumped in as being Amaris. But
yes.
They're quite different.
Now, Jeff, I think that's pronounced because I read this. I had to go back over this sentence a few times. It was like...
Amari.
They're both Amari, right?
They're both Amari. I said Amaris, like a dumbass.
Right, and you wouldn't, because I would have said Amaros.
Yeah, Amaros.
But it's like two Amaros Amari. Or Amari.
Two Amaros or Amari.
Interesting.
Hey, look at me with this tiny little Schweppes can. Isn't that great?
Guy looks like a huge giant.
I wish I was a Mario brother named Luigi.
Now, why Luigi and not Mario? This is interesting.
Well, Luigi's tall, you see?
When he jumps, he goes...
Yeah, and he can do that little thing. And also, you guys, you don't know what you have. Yeah, you know.
Until it's gone.
You're 6 feet, each of you. Mm. Are you
Mike's 5'11 and a half.
I'm 5'11 and I'm very close.
I look up to the both of you. I'm down here at old 5'10". On my best day, 5'10".
You're doing great.
So I wish I had that height. I was always waiting for that college growth spurt, that second puberty.
That second puberty, they all... Always say what happens.
I'm looking at what's the average men's height. What do we think it is? I'm going to say 5'9".
5'10 on the money.
It's 5'9".
5'10.
Okay.
I meant 5'10", but maybe a little.
Oh, this is in America. Globally, 5'7 and a half.
Wow. Mm.
Jeff, you're tall. You're officially tall.
Damn.
We have a friend, our friend Carl, who very tall guy, 6'4".
Carl Tart?
Yeah.
No. Carl Filer.
Carl Filer, yeah.
Producer Carl Filer.
His wife is Japanese, and he's been to Japan before, and he said it was just like he was everyone looking at him like, whoa, this guy is huge.
It's a Godzilla situation.
They think, the term they use is kaiju over there for a guy like him.
Really?
What's kaiju?
It's like a monster. Like, it's like Godzilla's like a kaiju.
But like, he really was like ducking into places and was like, wow, this is made for a smaller person.
He turns around and his big tail knocks over glasses. Yeah,
yeah. But he was like, I was a celebrity there.
The only time I really felt that was, you ever been in a Mazda Miata?
No,
but I know what you mean.
my friend Gloria in high school drove a Mazda Miata, and when I sat in it, just my whole body was hanging out. It fit me like a pair of pants, and then the whole top half of my body was flopping. It's a little really small car. It's like a Hot Wheels.
It's like when you get like the Muppets or Fraggle toys from McDonald's, and they're like, half their body sticking out of a radish that's a car.
This is the way to go with soda, guys. On the rocks with soda. Now I'm tasting these delicious Amari and not slugging them down. They're cold and they're drinkable.
Yeah, cold's the way to go. I added a little more Fernet, but, you know, I'm not going to tell you to do that. I'm going to tell you to do what you like. Maybe you like a little more Campari. That suit it to taste.
Is this much liquor? This is 24% alcohol in the Campari, and I'm going to say Fernet's not big, right? 39% alcohol.
Yeah, 39.
So this is a pretty light drink, although it is hitting me.
These I don't know. It's two liquors. There's no mixer.
It's funny because I think of Campari as an aperitif, and I think of Fernet as a digestif, so we're kind of meeting right in the middle. Dinner time, baby.
It's preparing the stomach for food yet to come and food on its way out. That's good.
It's doing the job of two men.
It's sort of a new sheriff in town. You swallow this, and it's sort of like, you get over there, steak, you got to get cut in half.
Oh, I wanted to tell you guys, go on, Tim. I'm looking up another drink that I want to
try. While you look that up, I just wanted to make a little footnote that, speaking of Fernet and the whole kitchen staff, I said there's an article that I haven't yet read that explains why Fernet is a San Francisco thing. But we know it as a bartender, the bartender's handshake. And remember, we covered the industry sour on the show, which is like a sour made with Fernet. Contest winner, essayist, corrector Neil Campbell told me he was at a bar in LA called Enfante, and he had he saw on the menu they had a Fernet cocktail, and it was called the shift drink. So yet again, another little wink at the restaurant. That's the one drink. You work in the kitchen, you're allowed to have one drink at the bar at during or after your shift.
I see. Interesting. I was looking up the Ferrari shot on Difford's Guide, but they did not have it. But they had something called the Flaming Ferrari.
Ooh.
And I won't go. It's got a lot of ingredients. I was like, what is this? I was looking through how to make it. It says, layer the first four ingredients by carefully pouring in order into a martini glass. In two shot glasses, pour the remaining two ingredients separately. I'm just not going to go through the ingredients. It's just a bunch of stuff. Ignite contents in martini glass. Give two long straws to the drinker and instruct them to drink the contents of the martini glass in one go. As they do, slowly pour the contents of the two shot glasses into the flaming martini glass. So I read that. I was like, what is this? So if you look it up on TikTok or something, it's like a martini glass with levels on it, liquor levels. Somebody's drinking out with a straw. As that's happening, a bartender is like pouring the other two shots in it. Wow. So you're sucking up one as two. So I don't know what's going on, but that
would
be a fun one.
I like that, though. I like a little pageantry. Yeah. Something a little different.
Yeah. It's funny. The garnish was, this is what got me to keep reading. Assistant to help the drinker consume the concoction. So that's who helps pour the thing. Although I think you could hold a straw in your mouth. And anyway, but that would be a good one to do live.
We'll do it live.
At a bar.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. Now I'd like to bring us right back around to our final thoughts on the Ferrari. Tim, why don't you kick us off?
I love this, and as predicted, I like it more as a cocktail than a shot. Shots are, you know what, guys, shots, right? They're weird. We still have to do the green tea
shot, the Gen Z phenomenon.
But
So remind me what's in that again, because it's not green tea.
It's a whole bunch of stuff and Sprite.
He had one in Milwaukee. It was
peach
good.
Peach schnapps and perhaps... hey, we've never had any Midori drinks on the show. That'll be fun.
Well, somebody at one of the shows was like, hey, you should try a drink I made or I know about called the something relaxing on a lily pad. And he had Midori. I just can't remember all the stuff because it was post show he was telling me. But I was like, Midori, that must make it green. He's like, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a reanimator drink this Halloween that it was just like a bunch of, it was like green apple schnapps and Midori. So you're just combining all the neon green shit and calling it the reanimator shot. Mm. Good, though.
I think that if you're Tim Kalpakis, I hate to say it, but shots are kind of just tequila shots. Let's be honest. Like, if someone says the word shots, I'm like, I think tequila shots, and then I'll do whiskey shots. I'll do a vodka shot if it's chilled.
Tim, what about a little Fireball.
Yes. I mean, I don't, we said we were going to talk about the tour. We never really did, but I would say thanks to everyone who brought us in Chicago. We did Malort shots on stage.
Yeah. No thanks for that for me.
I love
it. Oh, we did a really sticky one. What was that? It was like a pepperminty Rumpel Mints.
Mint Ripple.
Oh, they missed me with that one. Thank God.
Oh, Mint Ripple. Is that what it's called? I said like Rumpel Mints. Is that something?
I think I like Rumpel the sweet shit. I mean, when we're on stage, especially, and I'm like, thank God you brought up something a little wimpy when it's sweet stuff.
Well, that's why Fireball is the best. I like Fireball on stage.
But Fireball's 80 proof. It's deceptive.
No, it's 66.6, is it not?
No, that's the gas station version, no?
No.
Is this gas station version? What is this?
Let's see.
Was this Taylor's version? Come
Fireball.
On.
Fireball. Stop.
I think the original is 66.6, and then the weak one is weaker.
Jeff, you're completely right. Yes. So in normal life, tequila shots are the only shots I really get amped for. And I also like the salt and the lime and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Even though one of our very good friend's girlfriend routinely orders vodka shots.
Yes. And she should start chilling them for me.
Yes.
But
somebody brought up rum shots, too, I think.
That was funny.
Stage,
yeah.
We played
the song tequila. And it went rum. When it was time.
If anyone was really listening, they'd bring us a shot of gin.
Rum.
All this to say, rum. I like this Ferrari shot, but would I order it again? I think it's, I mean, maybe out at a bar, but it to me, it's sort of a waste. I was never into taking Fernet as a shot. I know a lot of people do. I like to sip it. I like it on the rocks. So when I have to take Campari and Fernet, two fancy ass fucking things, you know, and to just shoot them down your gullet real fast, it kind of feels like a waste of these spirits. So do I like it? Yes. But I much prefer the cocktail version, especially with some soda and on the rocks. And that to me is the one I will order again.
That's fair.
Fair. Michael, your thoughts, submit them.
This is an order again for me. And I like it as a shot because it's like... A lot of time when you do a shot, it's kind of the communal, like, oh, we took a shot of tequila and everyone's face is going, ew, it was bad. With this, you kind of get the same vibe. It's like, this isn't the most popular ingredient. These aren't the most popular ingredients for a lot of people. And you take a shot. It's like, ooh, what was that? It's like, it's Fernet. Oh, my God. It's a fun community builder.
That is good. And also with a shot, you can get on with your day.
That's
get
right.
your shot. Then you go pick up the kids from school. You go
I will say, though,
to the market.
True that these things, and I froze my shot glass too. It was better cold. The second one, it was a little warmer, and that was great.
As always.
I didn't put the liquor in the freezer though, because I figured with such low ABVs, it might crack the might expand and crack the.
Oh man!
Like that bottle of Dom Perignon champagne that I.
But ruined. Liquor doesn't freeze, therefore it doesn't expand. You can put it in the.
But that's freezer. Why. But remember that time that champagne busted open? Was that because it was?
That's the carbonage, my man.
Carbonage, and because it's less proof, is that part of the?
That's what I'm
science.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Beer and champagne can freeze. Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, now it's time for my final thoughts, which is kind of like perfectly in the middle of the two of you. The middle way, the Buddha would be proud.
And he listens.
I like it as a drink. I like to sit with it. I don't love Campari, but it's okay in this. It's not best use of Campari. But yeah, I like to sit with it. The coldness makes it better. So I would say, folks, definitely ice cubes. Maybe a little more Fernet, if that's your thing. And it's an order again through and through.
Nice.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. It's so easy to plunk down the five, and then you can laugh and laugh twice as often all week long.
Don't you want to laugh, folks?
It's nice with all that's going on in the world today. The election coming up.
Just laugh with us, folks. We love when you do.
Folks, and come out to see us live. And hey, bring a friend if you...
If you've been on the fence about seeing a live show, do it. These have been super fun shows. Any slophead will tell you they've been fun.
It's a little bit it's getting weird how good these shows are. I'm a modest man.
Yeah.
We're a very fun band to see. Mm-hmm. And yes. I felt like on this tour, we've had people come up to us and kind of they're like, no, you don't. This was so fun. You don't know. And I'm like, I know. I'm the one up there.
I was there, motherfucker. And then also, it was so nice. The amount of people who came up to us and were just like, I didn't know what this was. And I had a fucking blast. People who were like, I didn't know you were a podcast. I didn't know you were a band. My friend told me that I needed to come see you. And I did. And man, yeah, it's just it's so nice knowing that like this is it's fun for us, but it also spreads the word and it makes it all so much more sustainable. That's great.
On the fun for us department, I felt we played four shows in the Midwest, and all of them were unique to me because the show manages to go off the rails and in different direction every night. Sometimes the gear doesn't work and it's funny. Other times we're playing a Weezer song for no reason. Other times, like, there's always shit that goes down.
I forgot about that. That was we fumfered our way through like four Weezer songs.
that was in a haze because we had done two shows that night. So we were like, what was it? I like a lady in the audience said, "Say It Ain't So." And I was like, are she requesting this song? Right.
Well, I think it was like we were trying to figure out a problem with Mike's bass. And then so you and I were like vamping on Weezer songs or something. I forget.
Yeah.
There was a point, I think, at one of the Milwaukee shows where we played a song, and sometimes we'll do a little chit-chatting between. It was going for a long time. It was like 5-10 minutes. It's like, okay, we got to play the song.
Sometimes we do a little chit-chatting in between. Like, it's not the entire business monitor.
We do a whole podcast between songs. We're like, oh, fuck. Truly, there's more talking than music in the show. But I think one of the highlights for me was definitely, you know, people on our first couple of shows where people were requesting Yuppie Man, and Mike, the composer of the song, was like, I don't know how to play it. I forget how to play it. So then we got Dan Padley, who you know from the Discord. He's a listener of the show and happens to be a jazz guitar player. Mike pulled him up and had him play. I took bass and Dan Padley played guitar, and we played Yuppie Man for the first time ever on stage, and it went great. It sounded fantastic. Went
great. I jumped in the crowd. I did some stage dive.
Mike
was really
with
fun.
The crowd surfing. Holy shit.
Man, you're developing a taste for stage diving.
I like it. It's fun. I have to get in there with the people.
Mike, it suits you. It suits you.
It does. Yeah. I like also how you're very combative. You know, like in Milwaukee, you're like, this song might be the one where I fucking stage dive. And you know what? I'm going to cannonball on you motherfuckers. But in Chicago, you were crowd surfing. And I didn't see it until some Instagram videos later that as people were passing you around, you spit a geyser of a sprayed beer up into the air.
Expertly.
Did you hear me? Right before I jumped in, I said, here comes the whale boy.
Yep.
No, that was great because you did it perfectly, which is like a mist. Nobody objects to a mist.
I wasn't going to be like.
you get a little beer mist on you. You go, it's fine. It was in his mouth, but it's
to me, it
fine.
Felt like a celebration, some closure post-COVID that here we are in a dive bar, breathing each other's breath, and now the singer of the band just spit beer on me.
Now we're misting.
Oh man.
All right, but the shows are fun other than getting misted.
Yeah, folks, come on out. We love to see you live.
Get misted.
We love to see you live.
So immediately, this weekend, New York and Rhode Island, next weekend, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. Check our socials and buy tickets. Come on out. See the movie. Meet us. We're going to be doing Q&As of the movie. We're going to be playing shows. You got to be there.
Bye, folks.
Bye.